For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They give you expert advice. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join me again for a discussion next week with Rex Jones on a new line of sports supplements. Now, our guest today is Dr. Siobhan Jackson-Michelle, a naturopathic physician, consultant, educator, and clinician who is a leader in the science of cutting-edge, clinically meaningful phytochemicals, and our subject is curcumin as a comprehensive health and wellness remedy. Now, I'll give you a little background on Dr. Michelle. She is a CNME board-certified graduate of the University of Bridgeport College of Naturopathic Medicine in Connecticut and the 2008 recipient of the Clinical Excellency Scholarship and Award at graduation. Now, prior to this, she received her BS in biomedical engineering from New Jersey Institute of Technology. And for 6 years after graduation, Dr. Michelle put the principle of doctor as teacher into practice, consulting with patients in private practice while teaching in academia. I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and thank you, everyone, for listening this morning.
Well, we always like that our listeners learn something when they listen and that they go away from the show really ready to do something. There's always a tip we can give them that allows them to make some changes immediately. Let's talk about the curcumin and some background on curcumin and its uses.
Very good. So curcumin is the active, one of the active constituents, probably the most researched and investigated constituent of turmeric. The turmeric rhizome, which is native to India, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia. You find it in other Asian countries, China. It's used even in Peru and Java. It extends even as far as Hawaii. There's a Hawaiian variety of turmeric as well. And this remedy or this root has been used as an ancient medicinal as well as a food staple in many diets really across the world. Probably one of the most frequent uses of turmeric is in the Indian cuisine. It's very commonly used in curries, various curry dishes, vegetables, fish, meat dishes, and it's often combined with ginger and cumin, coriander, some other great spices. And it has a great aroma. The spice itself is very bright in color. It has this nice kind of orange, bright yellow pigment. And curcumin is the active ingredient. It's actually the ingredient in turmeric that gives it this wonderful color. And so one of the, I would say, biggest things regarding curcumin is that it's been found to be pretty much the bioactive component of this turmeric, and has been associated with the low rates of certain kinds of chronic diseases that plague the Western world, and these very low rates in the Indian population, things such as Alzheimer's disease and colon cancer and other forms of cancer, which appear to be very low in the Indian population because of their cumulative use of this product as a staple in their diet over many, many, many years.
You know, that's interesting to compare illnesses with regard to spices. And I'm always reminded, food is medicine, medicine is food. And that's exactly what you're talking about. What are the differences among the curcumins? What does someone look for when they purchase it?
Sure. So I will say that there's kind of a lot of confusion around curcumin. One area that I would probably like to clear up is that there's this word curcuminoids, and then there's the word curcumin. And curcuminoids are kind of like an umbrella term that includes curcumin, a cousin of curcumin, which we call an analog called dimethoxycurcumin, and another cousin called bis-dimethoxycurcumin. So curcuminoids are kind of an umbrella term, and it's often used interchangeably with curcumin. And in the turmeric rhizome, there's a very small amount. It's actually one of the smallest constituents curcuminoids are. They're only roughly 3 to 5%, give or take, of the content of the turmeric rhizome. So some of the things that need to be kind of looked at when you are comparing curcumin products, because, you know, it's very interesting that curcumin last year was, there was a review done, and they looked at the search topics through Google, and turmeric / curcumin was among the top, if not maybe the top three, most searched food ingredients or food types. And so it is on the radar of just even, you know, the average Joe. It's on various radio stations, as we're talking about now. It's on the media all over the place. And so it is, you know, a very hot topic. And so it's really important to be able to, like you said, differentiate and discern when you are purchasing a product. So one of the things to look at is this idea of curcuminoids. It's very small in the root itself. And so oftentimes a lot of companies will amplify or concentrate that curcumin, and they do a standardized extract. And oftentimes that standardized extract will be to a 95% concentrate. And so you'll often see turmeric standardized 95%, or maybe it's written as curcumin 95% standardized extract. So that's one thing, because getting a decent amount of this curcumin into the system is very important, and it's important for two reasons. One, the benefits that have been associated with the Indian diet have been shown to be because of the cumulative dosing of this curcumin in their food. And the benefits have been seen on the end of, you know, the older age, like when Alzheimer's disease tends to set in and when cancers become more prevalent. And so in that period of time, they are consuming curries, maybe two dishes a day, from the time that they are eating table food, you know, 1 year old, until they're reaching their 50s or 60s or 70s. And so it is this very small dosing over many, 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 many years. Now, in the West, where we're trying to abate some of these chronic diseases, where we're trying to reduce the risk for some of these things, and where turmeric is not a staple in our diet, we want to look at a supplement as having a more concentrated form or concentrated amount of this turmeric. So looking at a standardized extract where you have 95% of that active versus just looking or consuming the turmeric root where you're only going to have 3% of that active is something to pay attention to. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think that's so important because people hear about curcumin, they hear about turmeric, and they don't know what to do. And I think you make an excellent point that when we're really trying to play catch up, aren't we, as far as getting our exposure to this wonderful curcumin. So thank you for explaining that. There is a supplement by Zymogen, the Curcuplex. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So the Curcuplex product is a ingredient that not only takes advantage of the curcuminoids or this kind of pigment aspect of turmeric by standardizing it and concentrating it, but it also looks at the other constituents of turmeric. There's really over 230 that we are aware of. I think it's like 237 components or compounds in turmeric that we've been able to identify or at least see that they are there. They're actually present. And one of the other big groups are the essential oils. And the essential oils are what give turmeric the wonderful aroma. So if you've ever consumed Indian cuisine, it has a great, great, great aroma. And so the essential oils give the great aroma, the curcuminoids give this beautiful pigment. And the novelty of this product, Curcuplex 95, is that it takes advantage of these essential oils. Normally, in the concentration of curcuminoids, the extraction process that's used, it will concentrate to an almost pure form, this curcuminoids, like we talked about a 95% standard. But what it would do in the concentration of that active is it will lose out, you will lose out on many of the other components. And being that the essential oils are such a prominent part of the turmeric rhizome, the novelty, again, of this product is that they recapture what would normally be lost in that extraction process. So they recapture the essential oils at a 9% standard, and they add a portion of that 95% curcumin at 86%, and they combine the two. And that's how you get the 95 in the name Curcuplex 95, 86% curcuminoids and 9% essential oils. And that serves two purposes, Dana. One is that the research, they've done absorption studies or bioavailability studies, and these have been published, and they're in the peer-reviewed literature, and it's been found that when you combine these essential oils with a specific amount of one of the essential oils called aromatic turmerones, alongside of the curcuminoids, you get an enhancement of bioavailability. And this is one of the other areas that I didn't mention when it comes to what to look for curcuminoids. The Indian diet, they are taking in this amount of curcuminoids over a very long period of time, as we mentioned. And we know that naturally in the turmeric rhizome, it's only 3% curcumin. But what we've also realized is that those curcuminoids are very difficult to absorb. So the body is actually only absorbing 1% or even less of the curcuminoids that are present. So by taking the essential oils and adding them back into the product, we have been able to show an optimization of absorption of the actual curcuminoids, that it's 7 times more absorbable than if you only had the curcuminoids alone.
So what we have is an excellent synergism, and I want to talk about this more in the next segment. It's a little complex, I think you do an elegant job of explaining it, but we will continue the conversation. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So please join me again next week for a discussion with Rex Jones on a new line of sports supplements. Now, our guest today is Dr. Siobhan Jackson Michelle. And Dr. Michelle is a naturopathic physician, a consultant, educator, and clinician who is a leader in the science of cutting-edge, clinically meaningful phytochemicals. And our subject today is curcumin as a comprehensive health and wellness remedy. And Dr. Michelle, could you just summarize some of what we talked about in the first segment and then get into more details about the synergisms with curcumin that make a difference?
Very good. Thank you for all who have just joined. And just to kind of recap what we talked about, the curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. It's one of over 200 compounds found in this rhizome or root. And one of the additional compounds found there are the essential oils. And the essential oils are what give turmeric its aroma, which is characteristic of many Indian dishes and curries. And the curcuminoids are what give the beautiful pigment, that kind of bright yellow orangey color, to the turmeric rhizome. And we talked a little bit about what a customer needs to look for when they are comparing curcumin products, because there are many out there on the market. One of the things we mentioned was that normally in turmeric, curcuminoids are very low in terms of percentage, about 3 to 5% of the whole root. And so to get and kind of catch up to the effectiveness that has been associated with lower chronic diseases in the Indian population, we tend to want to look for a more concentrated source of those actives. And so looking for a standardized extract could be beneficial for someone looking to kind of quell the fire of inflammation, if they have pain or if they're trying to deal with a certain kind of, discomfort or disease state. Additionally, we mentioned that you also want to have this combination of essential oils that it's really characteristic even to the way that turmeric has been used in traditional Chinese medicine. In their materia medica, or kind of their pharmacy, if you will, their pharmacy book in traditional Chinese medicine, it's established that in order for turmeric to be considered a medicine, that it must have a certain percentage of curcuminoids, but that it also must have a certain minimum percentage of volatile or essential oils. And so a lot of products that do not have the essential oils as part of the complex, you're missing out on some of the benefits that are associated with those essential oils. One being absorption, improved absorption. The studies have shown that it absorbs based off of the concentration that's in Zymogen's product, Curcuplex 95. It absorbs 7 times better than if the essential oils were not present. And then secondly, efficacy, which we can get into a little bit more, Dana, if you'd like.
Yes, I think the efficacy is important, and specifically expanding that on all of the aspects of illness that curcumin is excellent for.
Sure. So when it comes to the efficacy, there's been some studies, and I will mention that, you know, the curcumin, the amount of literature out there is just overwhelming. When it comes to phytonutrients and, you know, studies that have been done on phytonutrients, curcumin ranks among the top 3 phytonutrients ever studied. There's literally over 9,000 studies on curcumin or curcuminoids. And the essential oils are kind of an up-and-coming interest of researchers. There's about 25 studies, many of which have come out in maybe the last, you know, couple years. But this is a very prominent of interest ingredient. And one of the reasons why is because it is so efficacious. It deals with so many different aspects of human physiology and pathology, how the body is reacting in various disease states, and being able to divert and reduce some of those pathways. And so with the essential oils, some of the studies that have been done have kind of looked at the curcuminoids by themselves. They've looked at the essential oils by themselves, and then they've looked at the combination of the two. And what they have found in quite a few animal models is that the combination does much better, significantly better, than either of the components individually. And they've looked at this in a model of diabetes. They've looked at this in a model of colon cancer. They've even looked at this in a model of a parasitic action as well, anti-parasitic action. And so what they're finding is that the combination, that there's synergism that improves the efficacy of the product. And one of the reasons why is because while curcumin itself is a great anti-inflammatory and it's a great antioxidant, has great liver protective effects and, you know, great effects on the cardiovascular system, what's interesting is that the essential oils have the same exact thing. So they have anti-inflammatory effects and they have antioxidant effects and liver protective effects. And so there's this operation where there is, or synergism, I should say, where 1 + 1 is greater than 2. And so that is one of the benefits of this Zymogen brand. It's also one of the benefits of the studies that are behind this brand. So I mentioned that this is a very well-studied ingredient, but the Zymogen brand is powered by studies that have been done on its exact composition. So there's over 27 studies, both preclinical and clinical studies done in human populations, where the exact combination of essential oils with this standardized component, aromatic tumerones, with the 86% curcuminoids, that exact combination has been studied time and time and time again in various models, and those studies have been published and peer-reviewed, and they're out there in the literature, and it provides a great scientific basis for your doctor to review if you're on a particular regimen or looking, you know, to add curcumin into a regimen. It's out there and it's been vetted. And so that's one of the great things that kind of powers this CurcuPlex 95 brand as well.
The synergisms are so abundant among foods and supplements and nutrients. Mm-hmm. Also medicines. There's also antagonisms. And we do talk about this, this interaction in food, herb, medicine, supplement interactions. And they make a huge difference in the effectiveness, which is what you have just described with the efficacy. Let's hit a few more points before we have to end this segment, because I think this is such an important subject, and talk a little bit more about the conditions that can improve with regard to using the curcumin, especially the CurcuPlex.
Very good. One of the other things that we started to mention but hadn't gone into too much detail is kind of the power of CurcuPlex 95 or the power of curcumin in general. And that power kind of is the crux of that power has to do with the fact that curcumin is both a powerful anti-inflammatory but at the same time a powerful antioxidant. And a lot of people don't really put the two of those together, but they are really at the root of every chronic disease. And what they do in combination is they create this like vicious cycle that is kind of perpetuating, and it continues to produce a lot of chemicals in the body that just kind of push the disease process. And so there are many levels at which curcumin is able to cut off that vicious cycle and stop it. Curcumin is a great anti-inflammatory. It actually produces chemicals in the body that are directly anti-inflammatory. As an antioxidant, it's NRF2 activator. And so that kind of increases the body's own production of antioxidants. It's been shown to be an antioxidant that is not consumed in the process of balancing free radicals like your vitamin A or beta carotene. Some of these other important antioxidants are actually consumed in the process of trying to balance out free radicals, and that's the reason why we have to take these things in on a daily basis. Whereas curcuminoids have been shown that even in very high oxidative stress, that they are able to reduce the oxidative stress profile, and at the same time, they are not completely consumed in the process, so they are available to do more work. And that's kind of the power horse behind the effectiveness of curcumin in a variety of diseases. So in terms of specific diseases, curcumin has been studied in the use of vascular diseases, for instance. It's able to inhibit a very important chemical called inducible nitric oxide synthesis. And that's kind of technical, but that's very important in the damage that's done to the lining of the blood vessels. And so by inhibiting this, you're able to reduce the amount of inflammation inside blood vessels, and that's very important when it comes to cardiovascular disease.
Yes,
and also
because
diabetes.
We do talk about the necessity of injury to the vessel to which the cholesterol attaches. It doesn't attack. It's attaching to this injury and therefore not necessarily causative. And I appreciate you mentioning that. And I also appreciate the fact that this is new information, this fact that it's not consumed in its process of being an antioxidant. I think that's really new information and interesting to hear. So we're going to learn a lot more about this in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. And please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Siobhan Jackson-Michel.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And I want to remind you that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use, and it's called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. And it is considered the most authoritative resource available, and it provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So they are a resource not just for supplements and not just for your questions, but also for a little bit of research and understanding of what you are attempting to take of dietary information and supplement information. And a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And please join me again next Sunday for a discussion on a new line of sports supplements. Now, our guest today is Dr. Siobhan Jackson-Michel. And Dr. Michel is a naturopathic physician, consultant, educator, and clinician. And she's a leader in the science of cutting-edge, clinically meaningful phytochemicals. And our subject is curcumin as a comprehensive health and wellness remedy. And we have talked a great deal about it. We have a lot more to say. So thank you, Dr. Michel, for being so elegant in your descriptions and so thorough, and we'll continue that. So let's talk a little bit more about the diseases that can benefit from the use of curcumin, especially the Curcuplex 95.
Very good. So we finished off the last segment talking a little bit about the power behind curcumin and the fact that in the Curcuplex 95, by enhancing, or I should say capturing, the essential oils, you're able to increase the amount of actual curcumin in the plasma by 7 times more. And so because the curcumin itself is so powerful, this increased amount of curcumin or curcuminoids found in the plasma is very, very important for efficacy. And we mentioned that the effectiveness of curcumin has to do with its very powerful, kind of dually powerful effect as an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant, and how the two of those are really at the root of every chronic disease, and they create a vicious cycle. So we mentioned its role in affecting cardiovascular disease and damage to the lining of the vessels. It also is a very important molecule for dealing with blood sugar and balancing blood sugar. It has functions both on the liver as well as how sugar is utilized and absorbed in the intestines. It's a great remedy. It's been traditionally used for various digestive disorders. It is a product that helps the liver to function more effectively. It helps the gallbladder to work even more effectively and get that bile out so that you can have a better digestive response. It works in the lower colon very well, and a lot of the curcumin is actually excreted or at least moves through the colon and ultimately excreted from the colon as well as the urinary tract, and so it's actually able to touch the lining of the large colon, and it's able to reduce inflammation there. So a variety of diseases, inflammatory bowel diseases, colitis and Crohn's disease, and even IBS, is able to be an effective remedy in that case by reducing inflammation and also reducing oxidative stress. In other areas such as cancer, there's been a lot of interest in curcumin as an anti-cancer. And interestingly, it's a very safe chemo-preventive agent. It's also been studied alongside of radiation, alongside of certain chemotherapeutics as an adjunct. And it's definitely something, you know, that a person who may be going through cancer therapy would want to bring up to their clinician, because there's lots of studies. There's lots of studies that do back it up to show that it helps the chemotherapeutic work even better, maybe even reducing the need for such high doses and thus side effects. It's also one of the few molecules that are capable of preventing metastasis, you know, if the cancer is already present, preventing it from going and seeding other areas of the body. I mean, there's so many different areas. Autoimmune diseases, it's been studied quite frequently for rheumatoid arthritis. It's able to reduce certain molecules that have been shown to cause the body to start to attack itself, interleukin 17 and this whole Th17 pathway. And so it's really a dynamic molecule, and I mean the list goes on and on and on. And we know probably its basic use in joint health and being able to being a very potent COX-2 inhibitor. But it also works similarly in the respiratory tract. It's a LOX inhibitor, and so it's able to reduce inflammation in the bronchial tubes, and you know, related to asthma and bronchitis and things of that nature. So, I mean, it's really a dynamic molecule, and it's something to be considered in various protocols and not just limited to joint health or limited to pain.
You know, this is so important, and it's not unusual among supplements, and particularly herbs and food-based supplements, to have such a broad influence. I'm sure some people are listening and saying, oh my goodness, because we're used to medicines doing having singular activity, lowering pain, lowering blood pressure. This idea that we can take herbs in combinations with their synergistic cohorts, if we use those, we get a broad impact. And as I hear you talking about the whole host of chronic conditions that we're plagued with in Western society, the cardiovascular, digestive, glucose control, Alzheimer's, and even into the cancers, I'm impressed that it's a preventive. It acts as a preventive of metastasis. So this is important. Keep going. You are giving us some wonderful information.
No problem. So I think, you know, again, the list really goes on, and the 9,000 studies that are done on this ingredient really provide the basis for understanding the use of curcumin. There's so many cell signaling pathways. There's so many chemicals, chemokines and cytokines that are released during this kind of perpetuating, you know, inflammatory and oxidative stress response, that curcumin has been shown and identified as a either thorough inhibitor of, or being able to activate the ones that are good or inhibit the ones that are bad. And so, again, you know, like I said, the literature is out there. This is the reason why it's on, you know, the pulse of everyone, is because there's almost nothing like it, even in terms of the natural world. It surpasses many even of the other constituents that we've looked at over the years. And it's probably just behind a few other big ones like resveratrol and even quercetin. I think it falls a little slightly behind that in terms of numbers of investigations. But it's really a dynamic product.
It certainly is. I'm also reminded that your 9,000 studies, it reminds me, not long ago I had a physician say, look, you know, when it comes to supplements and herbs, there's just no science. And I tried as politely as I could to say, actually, that's not true. What you're saying is that you're ignorant of the science, because the science is abundant. And so many people hear that from their doctors, or they read an article that's simplistic and they believe that there's no science. The other thing that I hear so much of is they're not regulated, and that's not true. So talk just a few minutes about that issue of regulation, particularly with herbs, and that they are regulated as foods.
That's right. So a couple things, you know, in general about curcumin, and more specifically about Curcuplex 95 from Zymogen, is the active ingredient in Curcuplex 95 is called BCM95. And that active has been vetted by a panel of expert scientists, and it has just recently been established as generally recognized as safe, which is a standard in food ingredients, where it suggests that under a physician's care that this can be used in quite high doses. But the general doses that we use, that we have found to be successful and beneficial in studies, is 1 gram. And 1 gram dosing is really easy to get from this Zymogen product, because it's formulated as 500 milligram capsules. So it's really easy to take in that amount of the active ingredient, BCM95, in 1 capsule twice a day. Very convenient and very cost efficient. As far as the regulation, this having this self-affirmed GRAS status essentially says that the literature, a bulk of those 9,000 studies have been reviewed by a panel of, you know, I think the panel that did ours was at least 10 scientists, and these are scientists from various fields, from toxicology, you know, PhDs in, you know, like I said, toxicology, regulatory field, you know, various specialists that have reviewed the literature in detail to understand the safety, and to also kind of collate all of that efficacy studies that have been, you know, published. And so you have that, that gives you a sense of security behind this product. And as you said, it kind of gets rid of that ignorance. A lot of natural products have anecdotal evidence behind it. It has years and years and years of traditional use. And one of the powerful things about a curcumin product, and particularly ours, is that there is, again, this science that is backing up the anecdotal use. and it's confirming it. And it's, again, elucidating it, helping us to understand the mechanisms, not that it just works, but how it's working. And so I think that that really kind of, you know, quiets a lot of the normal ways that natural products are kind of pushed to the side. This is something that really has to be considered, because it's not just about anecdotal evidence. There is evidence that has shown up in the science and the quality of science that we use in today's standards, you know, whether it's drug therapies or whatever. It's standing up to that gold standard of science, and so it's being proven and proven and proven. I think there's a couple other ways you can look at regulations as well in terms of the sourcing of the ingredient. I know a lot of people are concerned about things that come out of India and China, particularly when it comes to the use of, you know, pesticides or the use of various chemicals, solvents, and even the amount of lead and various metals that could be found in the soil there, and contamination. And so the company who produces and manufactures the ingredient in the Curcuplex 95 has great sustainability aspects to the production of this ingredient. Firstly, the ingredient is fully manufactured using solar energy. They have a plant of like 250 kilowatts of energy, and this is producing all of the energy in this manufacturing process. They have a very cutting-edge way of extracting heavy metals from the turmeric, and so it's very low lead content. It even meets Prop 65 standards, which is very, very difficult to do, by being much lower, actually by half of the amount of lead that they say is okay. We're half of that at a 1 gram dose per day. Additionally, the solvents that are used to extract out the curcuminoids are all food-based solvents. So it's just, you know, basic alcohol ethanol that's used in that process. And additionally, we make sure that we kind of check some of the processes of even transporting solvents in India. We understand that in India there are some lesser regulations than there are here in the U.S., and there could be like cross-contamination between the trucks or the tractors that, you know, transport solvents from one location to the next. So we even check our product to make sure that there's, you know, no cross-contamination. And if there is of other types of solvents that might be a little bit more harsh, that the levels are way, way below what the FDA considers to be safe. So we have a lot of checks and balances systems for the active ingredient in the Curcuplex 95, and then Zymogen, with their manufacturing transparency and the amount of work that they put into really producing a top-of-the-line safe product, they go back and they vet everything that we say. So they check again to make sure the levels of lead are very low. They go back and check again to make sure that the solvents that we say we're using, we're actually using. And so you have this kind of two levels of checks and balances. And I think that really helps the customer and the consumer to be more confident in what they're taking, knowing that they're not reintroducing harmful things into the body that, you know, they may be doing other various detox measures to get out.
Now, this is impressive, and I do want to repeat that again in our final segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Michelle about curcumin and its applications, safety, sourcing, what benefits it imparts. So we've covered a lot, and we're going to cover a lot more in our final segment. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I've been your host for the hour, and we've had a very interesting conversation with Dr. Siobhan Jackson-Michelle, a naturopathic physician, consultant, educator, clinician, and she's a leader in this science of the cutting edge of clinically meaningful phytochemicals. And we've been talking about curcumin as a comprehensive health and wellness remedy. And what we'd like now, Dr. Michelle, is for you to summarize and wrap this up for us so our listeners go away from this show with a lot of good pearls and information.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. So just to kind of pull it all together, curcumin is, again, a dynamic molecule that is derived from turmeric, which is a rhizome native to India and Asia and various places in the world. It has tremendous benefit as a potent antioxidant and a potent anti-inflammatory, which the two of those are at the crux of almost every chronic disease that you can think of. Curcumin has been studied and looked at it in over 9,000 studies. It has been shown to be an effective in a variety of chronic diseases. We've looked and talked about the Curcuplex brand, which takes the essential oils, which are normally lost in the concentration of curcuminoids, and adds it back in. This enhances both efficacy as well as bioavailability. It makes the product 7 times more bioavailable and gets more of that rich curcumin into the plasma so that it can do all of these, have all of these effects on physiology and pathology. And so, you know, we've talked about a little bit about safety, that it's been, designated as a safe ingredient. by a certified expert panel. We talked about it is Prop 65 compliant. The levels of lead are very low, lower than even some of the lowest standards in the industry. We've talked about how the solvents are safe. They are food-grade solvents, basically ethanol. And, you know, just a lot of the vetting that goes into making sure that we are delivering a product that is safe, that is sustainable, and that is efficacious. And really to pull it all together, one of the things that a customer really wants to look at when they're comparing brands is, you know, how much of this curcumin are you actually getting? And one of the things we really emphasize about the CurcuPlex brand and the active ingredient behind it, BCM95, that it is 100% turmeric derived. And so the enhancement in bioavailability, the enhancement in efficacy is coming only from the curcuminoids and the essential oils and the turmerones. And so when you're comparing brands, a lot of brands will use what we call bioenhancers or excipients to try to enhance or increase that bioavailability. And so there's plenty of things like lecithin and phosphatidylcholine, even piperine, and then other various combinations that are used in other products. But as they use these enhancers, they actually have to decrease the amount of curcumin in order to, you know, get the effect that they need. And so one of the things when you just look at brands side by side, you're looking for something that's concentrated at usually a 95% standard, but then you're also looking at how much of the curcuminoids are you actually getting in the product. And with BCM95, you're getting 860 milligrams of curcumin per gram of product. The dosing that's been studied and backed by 27 studies, and there's 10 ongoing studies, is only a gram. And in the CurcuPlex 95 product, that's one capsule twice a day. Very easy, very convenient, and very cost efficient. So I think, you know, to kind of wrap things up, the product should have essential oils. The product should be 100% turmeric derived without the use of all these various bioenhancers that decrease the overall amount of curcumin. And that you want to have a curcumin product that is safe, that has been backed by studies, that is you know, something that is sustainable and where you're not adding garbage back into the system. And, you know, again, you're as close to the whole food form as possible. And I think that's probably it for me, Dana.
Well, you have done an excellent job of being detailed and wrapping this up, telling us so much about curcumin and its effectiveness and safety. So we do appreciate having you on the show today, and hopefully you'll be a guest again, Dr. Michelle. I think you have a lot more to teach.
I appreciate it, and thank you so much for everyone who's been listening.
Okay, and I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I'm reminded every day is a new day and every minute's a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top-quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 54. 215 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.